Right now, you're listening to Hip Hop Digest with E Green, King Killer B, and Kurt G.
Time is the most important thing in life. You young, so you think, hey, whatever. Time is the most crucial thing in life. It's the most crucial thing in life. That's why they take that from you. 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 Take that from you.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest show. It's your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
It was Friday night. I was feeling kind of sporty. Went to the store, got me a 40.
Got kind of high and kind of drunk, so I kicked the ass of this little punk.
Shout out to CD.
We in here. E Green with my brothers. What's up?
The original gangster, Schoolie D. What's good? Happy recording day, gentlemen.
Yeah, like that from the people up top.
What you sipping on over there? That shit look a different color today, my nigga.
This is just a little scotch, you know what I'm saying? Little lion's head scotch.
Damn, yo.
Ain't that naughty head, huh?
Nah, not today, but you know, there's always a place for naughty head, brother.
Damn, yo, I'm back here and shit. A peach Perrier. I'm just.
Oh, here you go.
Yeah.
Got that carbonation?
That's what's that? That seltzer water?
Yeah, I mean, damn.
Yeah, here you go, B.
Anyway.
Well, what you got to understand is I started late, y'all. I started late. I was a square when I was young. I ain't smoked no weed and drink. I was a square, yo. And not to say that I'm just a fountain now, but. You know, I like the libations, you know what I'm saying? I like the good ones.
if for me, I'm the exact motherfucking opposite. I ain't even going front. Started smoking weed at 14, drinking at 15. I was all smoked the fuck out by the time I was 19, 20. I didn't care no more.
Indeed.
Silent on that, so let's move on.
Yeah, I mean, y'all doing teenage confessions and shit, you know what I mean? So we're going to keep it moving. Anyway, before we get into the show really heavy proper, I want to give a shout out to everybody on the text chain. And if this is your first time, second time, third time listening to the Hip Hop Digest, I'm telling you, the show is more and more about what's going on in the text chain. So if you want the inside baseball, you want the off season, what do they call that shit? The winter meetings. You want that type of shit, you got to be in the text chain, okay? So for those of you who, you know, new listeners want to get in and you want to really know what's going on, what's coming up on the next show, it's all on the text chain. So
if you want to bring
y'all
up a topic,
y'all want the Hip Hop Digest show background? Then let it be known.
Right. If you were the type of nigga that'd be like, yo, they should talk about this, or they should talk about that, put it in the text
He's
chain.
He's got to be in the text chain.
There. Yep.
So, no doubt. But anyway, so the first topic when we get into the text chain is the big technical talk was the release of the Pioneer Tech Talk. The release of the Pioneer DJM S11 two-channel battle mixer. Ladies and gentlemen.
That shit sound like, what was the name of that fucking alien on Bugs Bunny and shit?
Oh, the Q45 Eliminator or
yes,
whatever
that
shit.
Right, just named. That was that shit you just named.
Right.
So anyway, the Pioneer DJM S11 as well as...
Eliminator.
As well as... The S11 SE Limited Series. First of all, you know, let me say this. If you don't have your pilot's license, you cannot operate the mixer. Okay? The mixer has every single solitary thing you can think of. Ooh. And the kitchen sink. All right?
I just want to mix, yo.
Okay, no, and that's what I want to do. I want to get down to, and I want to break the. I'm not going to break the mixer down on this show, but what I do want to tell you is that what you're going to see happening, you're probably reaching the last peak or the high water mark. I mean, they're always going to be innovative, but you're going to see a guy do an entire DJ set, no turntables. No phase, okay? None of that Rain Media Player shit. No CDJ, no nothing. He's going to fucking just have the mixer and a computer, and he's going to do an entire set off that Pioneer shit with nothing else.
Is that good or bad?
Well, let me tell you, and I've always said this, that there's a place for technology in this here game, okay? And I appreciate that. But I still say this DJ game needs divisions. And as the technology increases, you got to add divisions. I think it's bad because the actual turntablist skill set is not what it was. I believe that. I mean, you're always still going to have the people who are the best are going to continue to be the best. But for young people, I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I think if you put them motherfuckers butt-ass naked on a plain-ass mixer and two regular vinyls without computer assists, cue points, all that shit. Ooh.
But there's no need for that. That's the problem. That's what the issue is. But because think about it. It's like having a kid ask him what time it is and show him a regular clock with the hands on that motherfucker. Ooh. They're going to be lost because they're used to looking at the fucking digital shit.
Okay, that's fine, but there's nothing wrong with that. Again, I'm not...
There is something wrong with that.
It is something wrong with that when you can't tell fucking time.
I'm not...
How the fuck you going to eat if the lights go the fuck off?
Look,
nigga.
I'm not degrading...
You gotta learn how to hunt.
Right, I'm not degrading the technology that is packed into this mixer. Now, what I said on the text chain about the mixer is that, there's mixers out there that's more to my level of what I do. And the Rain 70 represents that. It doesn't have all the other shit, that the 72 and this S11 has. So you got to kind of get in where you fit in. I seen T-Bear talking about the Newmark joint that kind of fits what he does. And at $500, you can't really beat that. You know what I'm saying? There are some other things. But it got me thinking. As long as I've been a DJ, and I had to sit down and think about this, how many mixers that I own of what type of mixers? Man, I got a list for you. So since I've been DJing, as far as I can remember. I got a list. Here it go. I've had 4 Newmarks. I had 1 Vestex. I had 1 Pioneer. I had 3 Rains. I'm going to get another one. But I had 3 Rains. I had 2 Radio Shacks. I had 3 Radio Shack joints. And I had 2 Liner Techs.
The Radio Shack joints back to the days of high school?
Nigga, if I go in here and pull out this Jazzy Jeff and Fresh Prince joint, and you look on the back of that, you're going to see 2 12-inch, 2... a Technique 1200s and a Radio Shack mixer. Okay? I need to post that shit on the text chain so niggas know what time
it
is.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? So don't get it twisted. That Radio Shack used to be the standard, okay? Until Newmark became the standard. I remember when Newmark came out with them big ass PPD console mixers and shit. You know what I mean? My boy had one, broke the fader immediately on that bitch, yo. $1,000 down the drain and shit. You know?
Damn. But, now Newmark is trash.
A lot of Newmark shit
Newmark
is
mixers, trash. That is. All you Newmark turntable people, don't get your panties in a bunch.
Yo, that's your boy Diff. He might get offended, but I'm just saying.
About the Newmark mixers are trash.
You didn't have to say that.
Well, look, I don't know if Diff's still rocking that Behringer or not, but I know how you feel about them, too.
If it's working for him.
Hey, if it works for you, fuck it.
So, anyway, but the point is, now, what I want to talk about, and G, you may remember this. I had 2 Liner Techs. Remember the Liner Tech console we had?
Yeah.
The 5-channel Liner Tech, the wood grain on the side with the leather strip across the front.
Yeah, I remember
with them
that shit.
Beautiful ass green VU meters.
That shit lasted a long time.
Nigga, we would show up to a party. Them niggas was like, yo, them niggas serious. Them niggas serious. So anyway, but shout to Bakari Black. He was asking me about, what makes certain mixers special. And I'm not on this show going to go into a whole dissertation, but those are the mixers that I've owned through my lifetime. And I'm a gear slut anyway, so I like buying gear. But as far as mixers go, I understand if niggas is Pioneer loyal. I understand that fully. But, you know, kid over here, I can't even front. Yo,
extend that shit. No.
Bow, bow.
Bow, chicka, wow, wow.
So.
Gear slut.
That's how I get down and shit. So anyway, yo, for full disclosure, I'm going to be honest, yo. You're listening to this show, but what you're not hearing, and you will, because I'm going to tell you, we're going to post it at the right time, is this political digest that turned into a Donnybrook.
Yeah. We had to stop that because it almost was part of this show, but we know the listeners would have been like, damn, these niggas 45 minutes of this shit.
It was a lot, but it's important on both sides. It was a lot.
I'm going to tell you something. It was important on both sides, and the passion that was coming from both of us lets you know really how important this situation is that is for us, you know, at the upcoming election. But I'm going to leave it at that. And sure. Go into the regular digest proper, okay? Now, this show can be either very quick because we do not have a lot of topics, or we can develop into some real hip-hop talk shit. First topic that we're going to get into, happy recording day, by the way, gentlemen, again.
Sure. Happy recording day, sir, again.
Indeed. The first topic we're going to get into is Griselda, bye-bye.
Ooh.
Okay?
Whoa.
Yes. Ooh. Ladies and gentlemen, Griselda has moved on. Ladies and gentlemen, Griselda has launched. We've seen Griselda from young lads, young whippersnappers, building a scene in the Buffalo, Rochester area and taking the whole city with them to international stardom. Conway's got records out. West Side Gun got records out. And last but not least, Benny the Butcher, but we'll talk about that in a second. Records out. But Griselda is no longer young men that we watched them grow up. And now they're tap dancing on a hot tin roof called commercial rap. Okay? They're eating caviar with Lil Wayne and Big Sean and schmoozing with, you know, hot to trot R&B superstars, you know. Griselda, bye bye. Okay, how long can Griselda continue to tap dance and make a substantial career? Who's to say? But our young children have grown up and now they have left the nest. As upcoming albums, you'll see Griselda Migos. You'll see a fucking blackface Griselda. You'll see...
That's already done already.
You're right, but I'm saying, but you'll see Lil Snow and Young Nis and Lil That and a lot of trap beats and real sellout. And the Griselda diehards, my question to you gentlemen is, will they stay or will they walk?
I'm saying... Right now, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. Only because I've seen this before on many...
Yes,
many,
you have.
Many levels.
Yes, you have.
On many levels, I've seen this before from respected people. Because Rockefeller Records did this. They was fucking with a lot of pop. Because Jay-Z was on another level with the pop shit. And they still had the streets. So I'm not going to say that these niggas is straight just gone yet. Now, they're going to have to prove to me that they're gone by doing some straight bullshit and be out the whip completely. But right now, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt and say, okay, commercial is not that bad as long as it doesn't take over your whole project. Giving me one or two cuts like they used to do that's commercial, okay, I might skip them motherfuckers, but okay, I'll give you a pass on those.
Okay, let me bring something up real quick. So you said something very, very dynamic. It was like Jay... was on another level with that pop shit. The reason why Rock, because they were able to provide the balance. It was Jay doing that pop for the most part. Then that's when you had a fucking Dipset and State Prop holding the streets while Jay was out there, you know, pop surfing. I don't see Griselda in that way. Now, I know they got their female, you know, in the bra and panty set. I mean, you know, that's, I guess that's what you got to do, you know, but themselves, you know, there's a lot of, I think as you go on, you're going to see a lot of substandard MCs fucking with them, and you're going to get the mismatch. You know what I'm saying? That's what I think personally. So again, I maintain Griselda, bye bye. Swerve, yeah. What do you think, B, on that? Are we headed to an avalanche of Lils and Youngs and Griselda turning over to trap beats?
I see them having getting tired of driving a little bit. So they done hopped in an Uber. And I know we're going to talk about it, but when I see the name Lil Wayne on one of their records, that shit baffled me, right? But as they're in the, they may be looking for a different lane in that career, the money lane now, so they've gotten respect, right? They've gotten respect from old and young. They're respected for doing it their way. And now they are opening themselves up to another market, kind of. If it's not whack, then they don't have no problem. But if they put out a record that's like, oh, what the fuck? Then we got to start wondering, you know, where their allegiance lies. What is it, hip-hop? Is it money? What is it? And then we can just take it from there.
I remember Conway gave an impassioned speech about Griselda doing it their way. And on the outset, people would run up to them and be like, why y'all rhyming over these beats with just loops and no drums, and why y'all doing it this way, and y'all niggas need to be on trap beats? But Conway's speech was like, man, fuck that, we gonna do it our way. But now, you know, they eating caviar with niggas, you know what I mean?
But have they completely switched yet though?
Now the thing, the reason why I say bye bye, because I believe the switch is coming, and I believe because they're on the hot tin roof. And how long can they continue to tap dance? You know, when you get up there and you get commercial money, you know, you have to do a lot of shit to stay on top.
Oh, you gotta be going to dinners and shit?
B, I'm just saying, yo, this is real talk. I'm just saying, this is not unexpected, okay? Okay, and this is not unexpected, but we're dealing with a commercial person. You know what I'm saying? Bodak, right? We know Bodak, okay? So Bodak hasn't had a record out in a long time, right?
She was on that one number one record around the world.
Yeah, but I'm talking about a whole Bodak set, her record.
Okay.
Not in a long time. But what does Bodak do to stay in the media, to keep the name up? Okay? She put her titties out. Okay? That shit is good for the next 2 months.
Damn, I mean,
matter of fact, that's better. That's better than putting a record out. Okay,
Hip-Hop Digest has no discriminatory issues with titties.
This nigga got no filter, my nigga.
No, but I'm just saying. So, in terms of Griselda, as the money starts rolling in, and they'll notice the more trap guest appearances, the bigger the checks. The more that, you know, Alchemist, Grimy Beat, the smaller the checks. So, I mean, what's a player to do? What's a player to
now,
do?
On that note, I can see that, because these niggas do come from the streets and money talk, and it's all about that bread. But it's just something that tells me that these niggas ain't gonna completely go switch out and just go 99% trap. I can see them putting some work in with these niggas, but if you built your rep and you got a fucking following, these niggas got a cult-like following.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
You built that shit, my nigga, you don't wanna fuck that up. That is something you don't wanna fuck that up, because it only takes one slip on a banana peel to fuck that cult up. You don't want the Jim Jones your shit. And for you youngins, that means put the Kool-Aid spike the motherfucking Kool-Aid. You don't want to do that to your fucking followers, my nigga. So I can't see them fucking that up completely, B.
Okay. Well, you know what? And I tell you what, I hope not, but I don't know. I'm still saying bye, bye, but, you know, I could be wrong. And I hope I'm wrong, but I don't know. You know what I mean? But anyway, sort of part two on this is I want to talk about who I think, well, we've seen this before and we're veterans. I would say the next topic is who I would like to see be next, okay? Ooh. Since Griselda is out on their own now, got their own apartment, who I would like to see next is...
I thought they always had their own apartment.
Well, you know what I mean. What I like to see next up is that whole situation in Delaware.
Oh.
Left Lane and them niggas?
Yeah, nigga, I want to give a shout out to Left Lane, Jay Nice, Chris Skills, that All Hell YT. I want to give a shout out to, and anybody else who I might have missed in Delaware. Yo, those cats got something real special going on. And it is so fresh. It is so dynamic. Who would have ever thunk it that cats is going to take smooth jazzed out R&B records from the 80s and be spitting fire over that?
Killing them.
My nigga, I'm listening to that fucking All Hell YT shit. I'm zoning the fuck out, nigga. This nigga got that Grover Wash shit looped the fuck up and he's murdering the mic. I would love to see Delaware get next.
Well, if Biden get in, maybe they might get a chance. That's his home spot.
You go. Vote for it.
And you know what? And they have, you know, all the energy in of a era and the whole Delaware riding with them. You know what I'm saying? Shout to Wilmington, all that shit. You know what I mean? I would really like to see them next. Now, we've been around enough that sometimes it don't happen for a region, okay? I want to give a shout out to Princeton Nomad, who said basically didn't happen for DC, and he blamed Go-Go, but I thought it's a little bit more complex than that, okay? Let's look at the DC region. Oh, was it about 5, maybe 6 years ago we was thinking, shit, DC may be next? I mean, Kev Brown doing big shit.
Oh, you're talking about that.
I'm talking about Kev Brown doing
fat trails in them.
Yeah, no, not even a fat trail in them. I'm talking about it was a point where we thought DC underground, real hip hop niggas, Kev Brown, it's like Odyssey, you know, MCs like Hassan Mackey or Substantial, you know, that whole.
Oh, yeah, my nigga.
You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking Odyssey and them niggas. I'm thinking, shit, DC might be next. You know what I'm saying? Because they at really doing it. You know what I'm saying? You know, fucking, you know, Ken Starr, anybody you can think of, you know, DC was really, you know. And then, you know, at that same time, around that same time, the bubble, I'm thinking, is happening for DC. And then, you know, the Wale car rolls out. And, you know, you seen the firecracker going up. But it didn't go into that big whoo. It went poof. And it was done.
For him personally, it did.
For Wale, it did.
Yeah,
but he went to Miami and got his shine.
Right.
And he didn't carry everybody else. You know,
he was not on that page as those other names you mentioned.
Okay, and see, and that's, to me, that was part, I think, of the bigger problems, because when they rolled the Wale car out, it really wasn't representative of what real hip-hop niggas in this area was doing. And so, you know, I remember us saying, yo, at this point in time, it's the golden era for DC hip-hop, and you know what I'm saying? And all the names, and you can give me some more that I know I'm missing and shit. And Ken Barr and all these niggas, just incredible projects, right?
Sim City.
Oh, our brother, Sim City. You know, I still got a big debt of gratitude to Sim for a lot of different reasons. But all that being said, you know, but it didn't happen. And you know, I think maybe Gogo might have had a little bit to do with it, but I still say, I think when the Wale car rolled out, it was just...
He was the only one in it.
Yeah, he really, there you go. He was the only one in the car, and he didn't really bring anybody else. And two, sometimes I think the way DC goes down, Wale looks really bad up against Substantial when it comes to really fucking doing this shit.
But Substantial was doing it long before Wale.
Well, but I'm just saying, but when you really sit down and shit and you listening to records and, you know, he looks bad up against a lot of different MCs, you know what I mean, around here. And I think maybe, Wale's in the car like, I ain't, but fuck these motherfuckers might start looking at me fucked up.
Wale's in that pop lane anyway.
Wale has always represented the DMV, though. Let's not give him that.
He does. I'm not going to shit on him like that.
He reps the DMV, but again, B, listen to what we just got done talking about and the amount of talent. I mean, to tell me, you know, fuck it, get Kev Brown on my new shit for 4 tracks.
Nah.
Now, I'm going to get Odyssey on my shit for a couple of joints.
Huh?
You know what I mean?
The boss ain't going for that.
I'm a boss.
See, and it's one thing, you know, about the crew that we talked about, who, you know, that Griselda brang the entire fucking Buffalo Rochester area with them. Let them niggas get on tracks. I just got them talking about that fucking West Side Gun 8-minute track.
Well, you're forgetting one major
all
thing.
All Buffalo's on that bitch.
You're forgetting one major thing. For the most part, they did their own shit. Our boy Wale went and got signed to somebody else's shit, and you just don't do it like that when you want contract.
Maybach Music.
There you go.
There you go. Question answered.
So anyway, again, like I said, I'm going to give it once again a reiterate. I'm going to give a shout out to the whole Delaware, you know, Wilmington situation. My hope is for them to be next and to be able to get next, because they really do have an incredible group of excellent MCs, and the scene that they created up there. Oh, it's incredible. I'm really into it. So, you know what I'm saying? And to shout out to the local guys, you know what I'm saying? DC, you know, don't give up. You know what I mean? You know, anything can happen, you know?
No doubt. And it can. You just keep at it.
Indeed.
But I like to give a shout out to Peter Johansson, once again, for putting me on Left Lane D-Don and that whole crew. Because it's been an amazing ride. Like, you know, their new shit is good, but go back through their catalog.
Oh, B.
They got
yes.
Shit. They've been doing it for
yeah,
a while.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. I mean, I would hope for them to get next. You know what I'm saying? For somebody to acknowledge them. And like I said, you know, I don't know. You know, for us, who would have ever thunk it? You know what I mean? 80s R&B synthesizer out. And they looping the hell out of that shit. So, no doubt. All right. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is... You know, it is, speaking of hip-hop and Griselda and all things nice, this has been a red-letter day in hip-hop. We had 2 spectacular records drop. We had Benny the Butcher, Burden of Proof, and we had Black Thought, Streams of Thought, Volume 3. Ladies and gentlemen, it almost, maybe it was an Indian summer day, but it almost felt like real, like, hip-hop up in here and shit. Like, on a commercial level, like all the rap blogs, you know what I'm saying, put Lil Xanny in them and all these other little nut niggas and Bear Hair and all them other cats to the back for a minute.
Ooh,
you know
Bear
what I mean?
Hair.
Yeah.
Little Xanny.
Yeah, yeah, whatever. And fucking Blue Hair, nigga. Bear Hair, whatever. Ooh. You know, put them niggas in the back burner for a minute. You know what I mean? And let me tell you something, man. First of all, I'm going to personally... I don't know if y'all got a chance to hear it. And if you didn't, it would be a shame. But I listen to both albums. I'm going to be honest with you. That Benny the Butcher burden of proof, nigga, I didn't really skip a record.
But Benny is the man, my nigga.
Jesus.
I already told you that Benny is the best out of them niggas to me.
Oh.
Benny is that nigga. He just flows his ass off.
Yeah, that was...
I didn't, and I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't even skip the track with Wayne and Big Sean. I didn't skip.
You had your boy Big Sean, you didn't skip him?
Nigga, I listened to that shit through and through. Because first of all, Wayne opened his mouth. Not a lot of that. None of that shit. Wayne.
None of the Roscoe Pico.
No, I mean, nigga, what? And then Big Sean got off that lazy shit and was B. Like I said, for a minute, a familiar feeling came back. Because, like, when you hear the veterans talk, right? Or, like, motherfuckers would be like, well, yeah, I went to the studio and then, you know, Jay did his shit. And then, you know, Jay laid his verse and he was out. And I was like, fuck. You know, I got to tighten my shit up. You know what I'm saying? Or niggas been under pressure. Cannabis doing, you know, just murdering the track. And, you know, LL like, shit, I gotta go back and do a verse over and shit. It's so ridiculous, you know what I mean?
Well, that's a foul though.
It is a foul. But what I'm saying is that what Benny is, it's like a leadership here. Like, here's Benny, the new guy, fucking, and the veteran guys are saying, I'm about to get hammered if I don't at least come reasonable. And Lil Wayne and Big Sean came reasonable. I didn't really skip a track. Now, I do got one person who was totally outclassed on the record. And if I'm a producer, I'm like, bitch, stop the tape. I know we already paid Rick. It's gone. You know, it's part of the game. Rick got his money. He laid his verse. He's gone. But, you know, maybe if you want to do some internet release later, yeah, but stop the tape. Because when you listen to Benny verse and then Ross came in, oh, Ross is totally outclassed, my nigga. Ross need to go back to triple A ball, my nigga.
Wow. I'm
trying to tell you. But Benny the Butcher, through and through, I tell you what, I'd be shocked and be very disappointed if I don't hear Benny the Butcher's best album of the year. You know what I'm saying? I know. I know there's a hurricane off the coast right now and getting ready to drop, and everybody's gonna get all, you know, they panties wet and carrying on when it drops. But I'm sorry, yo. It's not gonna be able to compare to the Benny. And more than likely, they gonna do some politics themselves and they gonna have Benny on it. You all know what I'm talking about, but I ain't saying no fucking names.
Well, there's been proposed work anyway. But so
this album is gonna probably, like you said, may end up on our list. But as far as on the big commercial list of albums of the year, he may end up in there somewhere in the top 10.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, I guess you got to take a win when you get one. All right. Next album we're going to talk about is your boy Black Thought, Streams of Thought, Volume 3. You know, there's really... Thought is emceeing at such a fucking higher level.
Oh, who produced this joint?
I'm not sure who did the production.
Okay. The other one was all produced by one person.
Right. Well, first of all, so let me back up. And before I get into Thought, though, I got to say, your motherfucking boy, Hit Boy? Whew, your boy, motherfucking Hit Boy? What are you trying to do? Is Invitation to Buck Wild out this bitch? What? Nigga? Your boy Hit Boy? Boy, let me tell you something. Sound like Hit Boy was on a Nas shit. Like, Nas shit is on a warm-up. Look like he didn't even get his lather till Benny. But, you know what I mean? Ooh, Woo, your boy Hit Boy. What you trying to do, player? You want to go to the East Coast now, nigga? You want to get a couple, you want to come in here to the lab and shit, get a few records, you know, go digging? Let's get Hit Boy. Let's go digging, my nigga. Got a library store around the corner. Dollar a pop. What, nigga? Kanye don't use his records no more. Fuck it. Let's go get his old shit.
I think he done probably sold them shit.
Hey, whatever.
Oh, I doubt
so,
that.
So, anyway, but I definitely want to give a shout out to Hit Boy because, woo, he put his foot in a couple, woo. So, that being said, now we can get on to Black Thought.
This nigga back here on his country shit, yucking it up. Woo.
So, anyway, you know what I mean? So, let's go into the Black Thought, yo. Black Thought, Streets of Thought, Volume 3. Like I said before, there's not many people who are emceeing on a level that Thought is. Thought is truly a man's man. Introspective rhymes, on point, references, just incredible. But there were some missteps.
Oh.
Boy.
There were some missteps here. And I don't know who produced Thought's joint. I'm believing that Thought probably did the bulk, not of the production, but he probably did the, you know, the putting together and what he thought was dope. Okay. There's a couple of tracks here. There's three tracks that I thought fucked the tone of the record up.
Ooh.
Okay. Now, I'm sure that's just the old man. Motherfuckers in the chain might be like, B, you bugging. I've seen a lot of fire joints on the Thought, and it is a very good record. Okay, not, don't get me wrong. I'm talking about three tracks out of 13. Okay, but those three tracks have a tonality that I can't fuck with it. Okay?
Are they in a Trap Kingdom?
No. Thought wouldn't even dirty his hem dealing with Trap. Okay.
Daddy, don't
say that. Don't say that too loud.
Why not?
I don't say that he won't do it.
Okay, I'm just saying.
He probably would come off very nicely on some of them joints.
I don't even think he would take the chance to dirty his garment. Okay.
Stand by.
Damn, niggas, stand by. So that being said. The three tracks are at track number 7, Nature of the Beast, track 12, Fuel, and track 6, what is that shit? I can't read my own writing. Quiet Tip. And the thing they all have in common is an artist by the name of The Last Artful Dodger. Now, I'm not into this artist, okay? I'm not into the singing style, you know? To me, some coffee house shit, you know what I mean? This new, you know, avant-garde coffee house shit, that's what it sound like to me. I needed more B-boy, you know, I needed more Schoolie D scratches, I needed more of that, but fuck, he's on the Tonight Show. So there's a lot of that new coffee house shit that he got appealed to. And I guess he took the time out on these three tracks to give The Last Artful Dodger a national shine. So that situation's going to blow up. But that's just me. And I'm always going to appeal to the bourgeois portion of hip hop. I mean, I wouldn't like that. You know me. People who listen to the show know I get down. So yeah, I'm definitely going to appeal to the more bourgeois part of the hip hop. You know, fuck that coffee house shit. Even when it comes from Thought.
Well, you an uppity hip hopper.
Man, uppity, my nigga.
Oh my goodness.
Snobbery is on a high level.
I'm just saying. No doubt. I listened to both of these albums today, and I didn't like go in depth. I just listened for what I was expecting and hoping to hear. And I heard it from both. I don't have as strong as opinion as you do about those three cuts. But you know, I was happy to hear that kind of music today.
All right. Well, since I take it by your silence, you didn't get a chance to hear it, G.
No, I didn't get to hear it. Neither one of those.
Okay.
You seen what time I got off work, my nigga.
No
I've been
doubt.
In the fucking cave this week.
All right.
I'm off this weekend. I'm good.
All right.
I'm going to be all in.
That's what's up. Well, hopefully next weekend, Kurt G will give a quick synopsis of that or whatever. You know what I mean? All right. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is rest in peace to Joe Morgan. Joe Leonard Morgan from Bonham, Texas, or Bonham. Is that it? You know, I'll fuck it up.
I'm going to take your word.
Okay. Anyway, he's in Texas. Yo, the Major League Baseball player, he played for the Houston Astros, Cincinnati Reds, Big Red Machine, San Francisco Giants, Philadelphia Phillies, Oakland Athletics from 1963 to 1984. He won two World Series championships with the Reds and the Big Red Machine. That is, you know, that's a very famous Joe Morgan, Pete Rose. You know what I'm saying? That whole squad was crazy. Big Red Machine in the 70s won two championships with them and was most valuable player in both of those years and was considered one of the greatest second basemen of all time. Morgan was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 1990. We say rest in peace to him, but there is a caveat. In this age of social justice, if you don't know, let me read to you what happened to a Hall of Famer, very famous broadcaster after his playing days, okay? In March 1988, while traveling through Los Angeles International Airport, Morgan was violently thrown to the ground, beat within an inch of his life, handcuffed and arrested by the Los Angeles Police Department detectives who profiled him as a drug courier. Joe Morgan went on to say, if it wasn't for the passenger on the airplane with him, he may not have made it out alive. Okay. He filed and launched a civil rights case against the LAPD in 1991. The Los Angeles City Council put an end to one of the most police department's notorious excessive force cases, agreeing to pay the former baseball star $800,000. Okay. He got basically half of it was the civil rights claim, which he won. And another $400,000 was, what do they call that, compensatory for damages and all of that stuff. At Los Angeles International Airport, he got $800,000 in a civil rights case in a gross case of police misconduct and abuse. Hall of Fame baseball player Joe Morgan, okay, beat within an inch of his life by the Los Angeles Police Department.
Damn. And he's sure enough, no disrespect, but he's sure enough, if you are have the knowledge of who he was, you would have thought that he played for the other squad to hear him speak and act and stuff. But yeah, that's what that'll get you.
Yeah, well, see, now we're eager talking about, let's just be 100, okay? When Joe Morgan was on TV, you know, kind of had a little bit of white Affleck in him, a little bit. Actually, let's go back to his playing days. You know, as a kid, you know, we grew up in the 70s, and I remember used to go to, like, Boys Club. I never played baseball, but used to go to Boys Club and watch the baseball guys. And when they would hold their bat, they would do this chicken wing thing. That's Joe Morgan. And all them white kids bit that move from Joe Morgan. Every last one of them would get up there and do this because Joe Morgan did that. You know, but that's just growing up in the 70s and seeing that. But that being said, but back to Joe Morgan, yes, Joe Morgan, at least on TV, but it didn't matter what Joe Morgan, you know, had that white affect. As he's walking through L.A., through LAX, they beat the living snot out of him, B.
Yeah, Malcolm, you're a nigga.
Yeah, no doubt. So anyway, you know, rest in paradise, King. I figured, you know, this was a good time to shout him out and give a lesson that this is not new here.
Nah. Not at all.
Unfortunately.
No doubt. Indeed.
Nothing new.
Shout out to Thought. Anyway, so anyway, Swerve, what you got on tap? I know you was talking about earlier bringing something in and shit.
Oh shit, yeah, that was two shows ago.
Two shows ago, three drinks and a couple tappers.
Oh my God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I mean, God damn, I think we got enough for this week.
Indeed. So, and then I guess if that's how we're going to go get down, then we're ready for Kerji's World Famous Albums of the Week.
All right. This week, we got Spitzwell and Boog Brown, Summer Days Volume 1. That's Spitzwell and Boog Brown, Summer Days Volume 1. Then we got Kesta MC Imagination. That's Kesta MC Imagination. And the instrumental joint is The Ether Saturdays, The Ether Saturdays.
All right, that's what's up. Ladies and gentlemen, again, this has been a Hip Hop Digest. If you don't know, now you know. Get on the text chain if you really want the inside baseball. You know what I mean?
And I do want to give my mans and them on Felipe's Garage a shout out. Cookbook has been hammering in that, oh, you got to listen to this Sawrock. You got to listen to Sawrock. Yo, I made the time, yo.
Oh, you ain't up on Sawrock, my nigga?
So,
I mean, I was up with this album.
Oh, okay.
Jesus Christ.
I was pretty bemused by the fact that, you know, Sawrock certainly. See, how you gonna do that up against a bra and panty set, though? How can you win up against that, B? Okay, so Sawrock,
what your goal is.
Okay, all right. So we're all in agreement that she is a fabulous MC, right?
Yes.
Incredible.
Okay, yeah. So incredible, fabulous, up and down. I'm not saying I'm up on her for her entire career, but I know who she was. But I just threw a B. I literally, not because she didn't deserve it, not that she isn't good, but I threw her in a pile over there with a bunch of bowling pins. Sarah, she's over there. Rhapsody over there. Whole bunch of female incredible MCs over there in a corner like a bunch of bowling pins, because when the bra and panty set come through, they all get knocked down. They all get passed over. How do I mean?
Shamefully.
We're not condoning this, but look, let me tell you something. Commercial niggas will tell you there's no way they can win.
They both can exist, yo. You can get you some bra and panty, there's some whatever the fuck. You can get it both. It's there to get in it. And when you want to be off some WAP, be off some WAP. But if you want to be off some Hand of God, be off Hand of God, yo, because it is all there for you. You don't have to be stuck in the WAP.
Gee, I'm going to ask you, because I think Swerve is giving a generic answer. He's giving a canned answer.
Damn.
How does legitimate female MCs, how can they win? Or matter of fact, not how can they win. The question is, the female MCs with legitimate rhyme skills cannot win against the bra and panty set. Let's just put it out there.
Okay.
Am I right on that?
That's a different statement.
Yeah, that is a different statement.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That is a different statement. That's a loaded question, too.
Is it?
Because you can't win. They can't win. There's no way they can win. Anything I say is just me just expounding on the fact that I love anybody that can really MC. And
right.
Female, it doesn't matter. Because Sawrock taking out a lot of niggas.
She's that nice. What?
She's that nice on the mic. But it's crazy that, like you said, the bra and panty set just completely just rules the day when it comes to this. And I don't like the fact that, this is just me on my personal shit, I don't like the fact that, why is there even a certain standard for them anyway? Why is it not the same as for males and females? It shouldn't even be a fucking... You shouldn't even look at that and say, all right, that's female, that's male. No, it's fucking... Right. Either they doing hip-hop or they ain't.
Yep.
Or they nice or they not nice.
So, let's not be too casual about the conversation. You know, anatomy is ruling the day here. And when
and maybe it rules the day for the bra and panty set, but I'm saying when you on a Cy Rock level, when you on a Rhapsody level, and you're not on that bra and panty set, and you're not trying to put all your goods up front, and you're actually putting your skills up front, it shouldn't matter whether you're female or male.
So check it out. So I own Bubla Ka Records. Shout out to E Color.
Yes, sir.
I own Bubla Ka Records, okay? Now, this is not King Killer speaking. No, this is, my name is Steve Mountain Climber, and I own Bubla Ka Records, okay? Let's get some rappers in here. My country music division is floundering right now. I gotta get some rappers in here. Okay, sir, here's a couple of rappers. They really can rhyme. Yeah, boy, they're really doing it. They're really doing it. Okay, here's a couple of more people. The A&R saying, I don't know if they really rhyme well, you know, but they sent a video in. She whipped her skirt off, got a motherfucking garter belt on, and Steve Mountain Climber is like, holy shit, let's sign her. what the fuck you talking about, son? That's just a scenario I broke down at Bubla Ka Records, nigga.
D, you didn't hear me say personal, did you? I said that's my personal.
No, you're right. You're right.
That's
you're
my
right.
Personal. Not you're that. Right. Not reality, my nigga. I didn't say reality. I said my personal issue. Reality is a different thing.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah. So you know, I don't give a fuck. Cy Rock, whoever. I don't give a fuck who it is. You know what I'm saying? You know, damn, yo, I got hit you like Iceberg Slim and shit. You know what I mean, yo? You know what I'm saying? Get that motherfucking garter belt and panty junk cracking. Then we can rock up to the label. You know what I'm saying? Get it cracking.
Somebody is going to mistake what you said just now, and you may get a letter, yo.
What the fuck, B?
It's the reality of the situation.
Exactly.
Right, it is. But people don't fucking relate to reality. Yo.
Okay, let me do one more thing about this situation, and let's get out. Let's get out, because I will end up in a whole heap of trouble. But I'm trying to, I want to clear it up here. I'm under the impression that what the bra and panty set is supposed to represent is a freedom for women to be that way without Mr. Steve Mountain Climber, you know, popping a boner. He gotta respect it. You know what I mean?
He can't be on his alphabet.
Nah, no.
That's Googling.
Yeah, exactly.
Eyes Googling out there.
That's what I'm saying. B, that's what I'm trying to say. I no way I'm dead wrong about this. Every time I hear the bra and panty set, they talk about women empowerment, and we gonna use what we got to get what we want. And y'all gonna respect this, and we tax niggas. It just hard woman empowerment. You know what I'm saying? You know.
You got both guns up. Yeah.
Women empowerment.
I'm just saying, this is what this movement is about, right? It's not about being titillated for them. They have a different issue that they're trying to tackle. You know what I'm saying?
But the thing is, it's not maybe, and this is where I might get in trouble. It might not be about being titillating, but it is. Because that's what you want. Because that's, you want niggas to be looking at you like that. Because that way they'll want to support and hit click on your shit when they see you out here, like you said earlier, popping up your titties. Nigga, you want niggas to just give you views. Because that's making you more popular.
All right, B. I have no more to say about that. I'm just saying, yo. You know, Steve Mountain Climber, Bubla Ka Records, yo. You know, bring them through.
And that has been another episode of the Hip Hop Digest Show.
Shout out to Delaware. Peace. I'm out.
One.
life, life.
Boy, you in the wrong place with the wrong one. Boy, you in the wrong place with the wrong one.
Woke up stony, still I need my lighter in the rollie. I'm thinking of the nonsense I often let control me. I look into the mirror and it's like I see the old teen trapped in the glass, hoping it cracks so he roams free. I start to leave as I'm headed for the kitchen, and then I hear a voice and it's begging for attention. Like, listen, bitch, it's clear you've been tripping. I think that you're forgetting everything that you've been wishing. Like, what's with all the tension? It's sunny like Liston. Still through the thrills, I've been seeing something different. And I'm what you're missing, the piece to the puzzle. So I'm never dipping till you gone like shuttles. I've been here since days we were playing in the puddles. Cause I'm your inner child, you'll never see a double. It can't be the hustle like Carly, he got it. They say he should slow, but he can't ever stop it.
I feel numb, how dead am I? Got pain inside, but I never cry, no. Still blessed, so I question why. Is it still just me, myself, and I? I'm too lost, all of the time, in my thoughts I'm just trying to get by. I'm too lost all of the time, in my thoughts I'm just trying to get by. I'm
close to midnight, left the bros in the sight. Now I'm home and enclosed in my dome for the night. Like Rome, it's a fight, trying to hold life tight. As I hear another voice trying to shine life's light. Like,
listen, Bishop, I mean Markel, you better wisen up before you slip and you fail. You'll be another tale, just with one to tell. Yeah, they wanting you to fail, like you kick, flipped, and fell. Look, you move well when you whip the, but you don't wanna let pressure change your decisions. You know your intentions, keep rolling, keep winning. Put your chips down and you gotta keep spinning. Enjoy life's gambles, I know the niggas start to be a handful. You think that it'll all dismantle? I need the old days when you were the young vandal who didn't give a fuck if they didn't understand you.
Damn. I feel numb, how dead am I? Got pain inside, but I never cry, no. Still blessed, so I question why. Is it still just me, myself, and I? I'm too lost all of the time, in my thoughts I'm just trying to get by. I'm too lost all of the time, in my thoughts I'm just trying to get by.
N-O-N, cold life, cold life. 2296.
Boy, you in the wrong place with the wrong one. Boy, you in the wrong place with the wrong one. Boy, you in the wrong place with the wrong one.
The U.S. Pacific Command has detected a missile threat. A missile may impact on land or sea within minutes. This is not a drill. If you are indoors, stay indoors. If you are outdoors, seek immediate shelter in a building. Remain indoors well away from windows. If you are driving, pull safely to the side of the road and seek shelter in a building or lay on the floor. We will announce when a threat has ended. This is not a drill. Take immediate action measures.
Little time left, forget my cash flow. Stick all the children down in the manhole. Punch every asshole. Grab my fast card, wrap it round a pole like a lasso. Drink any bottle of liquor, fuck being careful. There goes sobriety, society. Tell every pretty woman to lie to me. Pretend I won the lottery. Spend every cent I got and fuck it if the stores are closed. I'll take it on the spot, watch. Grab a microphone with one more show to ride. Steal every Air Max. Break into a zoo and ride a fleet of zebras bareback. Run up in your manor like a meerkat through Kogan. Frozen margaritas. And wait for the explosion.
Shit, I'm kinda glad that I'm still drunk from last night. And I chose to live the fast life. I could die with no regrets on my chest. Well, except that I never should've cheated on my past wife. Gotta call my kids, tell them that I love them all. And only two women, cause I didn't love them all. I sure love the ball, just like Marvin Gaye. But stupid shit tends to happen when you're Marvin Gaye. This is my last day, I'm glad I got a heads up. Take off from the ashtray and pour one in the red cup. Find a solid building in my city for the shelter. Iodine and whiskey, thinking that it might protect ya.
Tweet some more shit Kim Jong don't like. 38 minutes, North Korea missile strike.
Shit is real, this is not a drill. 38 minutes, everybody getting killed.
Tweet some more shit Kim Jong don't like. 38 minutes, North Korea missile strike.
Shit is real, this is not a drill. 38 minutes, everybody getting killed.
Going out head first like Dan Halen. Cause my neighbors is poor white trash like Dan Palin's. J-Lo takes the fan band peace. I can't stand waiting, no planned evacuation. Nuclear detonation. Moms on their knees and hands praying. Kissed on the cheek and grabbed the champagne and hit the streets. Niggas is outside looting and shooting in the sky. Popped the bubbly, took a swig, fist, fill it in my eye. Hopped in the whip, did a drop by on your favorite rapper. Cause I've been waiting to kill this one cat for like 10 years. Lord, forgive my sins here. Hashtag, 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 I did it. Sorry, 1 minute.
Ask myself, am I ready to rest? I have conquered my demons, I had settled my debts. Fell head over heels, made get over deals. Steel shop and steel, then I tested my metal, I guess. Fuck a bomb, I've been leveled by less. Perseverance, it was written and it's red on my chest. You say ever I live, but if ever I did, God got me cause I never give the devil my flesh. Write these last lyrics, send them by text. Pick my son up to hold him with his head on my chest. If we take our last breaths and bloodshed on my steps, we don't run, we go face whatever comes next. What a clear evening, such a grand design. It's mankind that went bananas, running frantic blind. Tell my son I love him, hold his hand in mine. What's it all mean? I guess we'll understand in time.
Some more shit Kim Jong don't like. 38 minutes, North Korea missile strike.
Shit is real, this is not a drill. 38 minutes, everybody getting killed.
Tweet some more shit Kim Jong don't like. 38 minutes, North Korea missile strike.
Shit is real, this is not a drill. 38 minutes, everybody getting killed.
I bleed, but my nose don't drip. Yeah. One. Doing the one Panamina, Panamina. Yo. 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 This is my home, stand firm, no more place like a statue. When I zone, watch your dome, got some words that'll slap you. Son, I have to weave up some shit that'd be bad for you if you rap to. Carving the words like tattoos, permanent feature, I live here. It's a fact you've been near, but didn't do this like we did, yeah. Sorry, it's clear, piss sweet, your speeches get this here. Gas burnt off like when the mist clears. This normal shit, that shit deformed with the awfulness. Spaced out like came here through portal shit, walk with us. Too much whack shit tortured us, made me feel nauseous, so we were forced to torch it up. And we're maintaining still, I'm glad you brought it up. Commanding more respect than was shown or ever taught to us. Break the cycle like a bike under a bus. I'm just spitting how I like to, if you like to, yeah. Give a fuck.
Home is where my mind is when I travel in a timeless type void within my thoughts. Made my own world then came to visit yours. My stock rise when I drop lines, you lot might do it. Yeah, it's good, but it's not right. Much like what, guys? My mind grows on trees. Must like, lost my block, write the story down. What's it all about? You're falling out the picture quicker than you could imagine. It was magic in a sense. Is it really so? It's always tragic in the end. Are we happy to accept that? Or happy to pretend that it's not so? Coming home a lost soul, it's sort of like borderline. I'm entering another state, and I forgot the name of this place. But once again came with a flame, on paper is plain. Respect comes straight, we don't chase it. Live from the foundation, the basis, we break limits.
Coming back with the medal like a war veteran. Beats hit you like a shot of broad adrenaline. My bars are like the universe, a place you never been. Perform my last act, even with my head severing. A type of potency that ain't measuring. Modern science looking at us like it's witchcraft. We meddling, skip class to sell a thing, drug rap and sell a fame. After the house came, your scheme ain't the same again. Gas ruined everything around me, I gave a cream. You're just an extra in this, late to the scene. Ain't no way to stop it like a tumor that's late to screen. Hate the team, that's why your jaw is swinging like you ate a bean. We was building but it crumbled like dilapidation. I'm the smoking gun left from the assassination. Your style toxic, we dumped it in the wasteland. Non-declare the fucking room out like a mace can.
Yeah, I bring this home like the bread. They say home is where the heart is, touch the cardiac arrest. I'm the rarest of the myth, like a Martian in the flesh. I be sparring with the Spartans I'm possessed. Blowing darts up in your headlight, startled like rabbits in a headlight. I also get a pack than this, put us on that next flight. Done this since the outlet with some crumbs up on the breadline. I'm firing like a tech nine, that's why we be the headline. And clocking all our best lines, it's probably past your bedtime. Best I get you exiled, nature's greatest mystery. You'll find us on the X-Files, in patterns that will text us. With the text files, we get smiles, our sex world. The vibrant, let bagons be bagons. You know we're about to blow the flow, something like a time bomb. We're missing for a minute, yet forever rep the British Islands, cause that's where I'm from. Never bite like a python, tall and grey like a pylon.
MasterCard and Visa, American Express. MasterCard and Visa, American Express.
We used to be broke, had to borrow 50 cents just to get a bar of soap. So it's fully clean, yo, I had to find the means. Bring it home to bees and one pair of jeans. And that's not cool, it's frozen, it's dead. Applied for the credit card, I had to stay dead. Got the first one, yo, I know responsibility. Money in the bank, burning pocket, yo, it's killing me. I got the plastic and it's fantastic. When shit get out of hand, it's drastic. I spent a penny for your love, a nickel for your kiss, $80 for the shoes that you gotta hit and miss. Don't forget the wrist. Henry Bosey rolling fat.
Yo, what the booty good?
Let's say she's got it like that. Them don't worry me. Now I owe a G, 30 bucks for a bill. Yo, I better chill like Mandela, cause jail ain't a home for a black fella. I should've cried the blues to a bank teller. Ain't God we trust. Yes, I got to get the dough. I must. My mom have my ass kicked fast in a hurry. Situation scary. Bank secretaries are calling my home, making it hard for the kids I roam.
Mr. Barris, you seem to be a little delinquent on the payment.
Now I'm a victim of the plastic fantastic.
Plastic, fantastic, the way they make you feel so drastic. The final line of credit without the word debit, and inheriting the mail, a card that goes straight to jail. The sale's on at the local Hex. So you throw away your caution and you buy whole sets of clothes, wardrobes, and men's collections. The sections of racks, shirts, and slacks, and stacks. Cause when you get the gold, you get the gold frame of mind. Then you find your line of credit's been declined. Oh no, it couldn't be me, you imply. And protest, they try again, but Zion Jr. don't lie. Now you figure your limit must have been $2,000. Understand that was just a piece of plastic in your hand. To be the land of opportunity. Now you're struggling to be free from debt. You get the clothes you bought, so your gear could be sweet. Now you're tearing up the place trying to find a receipt to return. Then you think to yourself, oh my God, I could get arrested for credit card fraud. So it's IOIO, off the work you go. 20 at a time, service desk at the store, sending off those predated checks, cause the credit card company's giving you threats.
Mr. Thompson, this is Scardelia. You owe us a little bit of money, pal. You better pay up, you know, I gotta break
And it's just another case of plastic fantastic.
Looking, can't find my checkbook. The boys and I, we starve. We ain't got no loot. So I take the route of bustling a fact check. The Mr. BTA, you know, the pizza man set. I think that we can beat it, and we would, and we could, and we should. Scrape up 20 bucks by 9 a.m. I call my boy Tim, Flam of the Flim, Chai, Trish, and Kim. Still, I only got 10. I need the other half, and time is going fast. Praying to the big fella, please check my auto teller. Maybe the Twilight Zone came here to test me. Maybe a freak accident came to bless me. Nope, I'm broke in the return check. We ain't no joke. My pop, the last resort, is the man I owe a fortune. Often I think that maybe I will shrink and go down to Kinko's, copy applications, bow to inflation, and get a damn job. Cause bouncing on the checks got my account and wrecked. What's this in the mail? Oh man, a credit card. Yeah, now I'm large, and I can start the charge like a bull with pull until the end of the month. Then only 20% is due, you know I'm pumped. I show it off to my crew, you know we get bumped. Go out and splurge, cause I got the urge. It's absurd, absurd.
Yo, what's this? What you got there, right?
The plastic, fantastic.
Yo, chill with that, man. Yo, don't be messing around.
Don't do it. 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 Don't do it.